Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Paranormal Activity. Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to another Monday Mailtime episode. Now, every Monday, we like to put the spotlight on you guys and your paranormal experiences. And this week, we have an email from Tony, who used to work at one of the UK's top scare attractions, which is where his story begins. So let's jump straight into it. He writes, "Hi, Molly and Yvette. My name is Tony, and I'm a fan and a half when it comes to the podcast. I've listened to the stories and experiences, and I thought I would share mine. A bit of background on me, I've loved the TV show and I've almost got to go to a live broadcast, but gutted I never made it. I've always watched the show with a skeptical mind, not in a debunker sense, but more trying to rationalise the information in front of me. I've always loved anything paranormal and anything that could possibly give me a scare, and found myself working at one of the UK's top scare attractions based in the northwest of England. This is where my story unfolds. I think I maybe know where you're working, Tony, and it's where I've always wanted to go. I absolutely love a scare attraction. I know Yvette's the other way inclined, but oh, anything with actors screaming and shouting and scaring me, love it. The rush, the thrill. Anyway, so this attraction was local to me and I'd been going as a customer for years before I worked there. Then one Tuesday back in 2014, my cousin Beth told me to come for a recruitment drive as they needed more scare actors. To shorten it down a bit, after some rehearsals and an interview, I got the job and I still work there to this year. But it's my first year where I'll share what I saw. I've got to say, jumping in really quick, can you imagine being a scare actor? You have to wait in a dark room for somebody to come through. And if that dark room is also haunted, you're just, oh, that'd be horrible. Throughout what we call the run, which is the live nights where customers come through the attraction, I heard tales of haunted taxidermy dogs, doors banging when nothing was live, and the farm ghost stories that came to me from different sources. It was early days in the run, drawing to the end of the night, and we had a few drunks, some proper chickens, and some crazy people walking through. It got down to what I thought was the last 20 to 30 minutes of the night, and I could hear someone coming into my acting space. So I geared up, ready to do my bit, and saw a man walking into the room. Oddly dressed to me, but we do get some customers coming in costume all the time. I did my bit, which was a gibberish word mix of unintelligible nonsense that sounded like a mystic language, and the man reacted with a step backwards. Bit of a shocked look, then saluted and said, "Bravo," as he exited. After he was gone, I mean like 10 seconds, my zone leader came in and asked, "What are you doing?" I said, "I've just got that last fella walking through on his own." This left a bewildered look on her face as she replied, "What fella? The last customer came through 20 minutes ago. The house was stood down and you're the last one left in here." With that news, I said, "Wait there." I ran the customer route and looked to see how far he'd gotten as I was in the middle of the maze. To my utter disbelief, there was no one in the house but me and the zone leader. I was baffled. No idea what went on or why, as I was the only one left in there alone. After we got out of there, I spoke to my zone leader. I hadn't even told her what he looked like, and she said, "Was it an older gentleman in a pinstriped suit, bowler hat, and a cane in hand?" I honestly nearly choked on the water I was drinking. I hadn't told anyone what I saw, but she described him perfectly. So the rest of the cast explained that this was the resident spirit named Cyril, who travels the farm throughout the night, and what happened to me was Cyril greeting me, now a rite of passage for new actors who have an open mind and are willing to believe. He's apparently a practical joker and loves a good scare. I listened to an episode the other day in which you mentioned one of the crew on the Transylvania show was pushed into a hole, and he finally understood what you guys experience all the time. This brought me back to my experience and remembering the point I finally understood it myself. This was the turning point for me, so I no longer listened and watched with a skeptical mind, but now a more open one, full of excitement and understanding. I hope you enjoyed this story. Keep up all the good work you do on the podcast. Regards of the kindest, Tony. Oh, thank you, Tony. What a great story. I absolutely love stories like this. And I've said it before, when you think you're talking to somebody real or interacting with a real person, and it turns out that they're a spirit or something else. As if no one told you about Cyril beforehand as well. I wonder what happened to Cyril to be wearing a full-on pinstripe suit with a little bowler hat and cane. I'm sure everyone can imagine him now strutting on through. I wonder what happened to him so that he keeps appearing or decides to hang around this scare attraction. I think it's so great as well that you have a resident ghost in one of the UK's top scare attractions. That just makes it even spookier, doesn't it? If any of the other staff members have any stories about Cyril, please get them to send something through. And thanks so much for sending this in, Tony. These really are my favourite type of encounters. If you've had an experience similar to this, maybe you've encountered a ghost and not realised it was a ghost until they've walked away or maybe disappeared, then get in touch with us. We want to hear them. Get in touch. Don't be shy, especially with voice notes as well. We love hearing your voices and it really helps bring the story to life too. You can get in touch on email, that's contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. On our WhatsApp, that's 075-999-27537. And if you're outside of the UK, just add a +44 to that. We're on all social medias as well, so you can get in touch with us through them. And we have our own Discord over at paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can come join the community of paranormal lovers. We share our stories, share our thoughts, and you might even get featured on the podcast as well. As always, we'll be back with a main episode on Thursday, and I will be back right here, same time, same place, next week with another one of your experiences. But in the meantime, remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.